Tomorrow is the 15th day of the month of Ashwin. It is called Kojagiri Purnima. On this day, Sri Krishna played the flute in the middle of the night and performed Rasila for a long, long time. How much time do you know? You can write on diary. 43. Then 20, then 3 zeros and 3 zeros. It is 432 crores. That much years Krishna danced. But it was as if only one night of this world. Only 12 hours. When they ended the dance, the calendar changed by only one day. Only night ended and day started. Not even one day, only one night only. So Sri Krishna danced with them and contained all those 432 crores of years in the one night of the world. And that is the first time he danced. And then he danced unlimited times. That is a different story. So tomorrow is the beginning of month of Kartika. And a very auspicious month begins. And lamp offering will start tomorrow. Lamp offering will start. And this is like a very auspicious month. And one who does devotional service to God in this month, he will not take birth again in this world. That is the power of this month. The time of month of Kartik is so powerful that whatever little you do, whatever little you do for God, it will be a simple lamp, you know. Somebody has made it for you, but you are offering it. Somebody even lighted for you also. Lighted lamp we give sometimes. You have to just go and offer it. Even if you do that much, it is said that millions of kalpas worth sinful activities are burnt by just doing one. What is kalpa? Kalpa is one millennium, not 100 years. Again, I'll tell you what is kalpa. Write down. Kalpa is 43,20,000 years. 43, 20 and 3 zeros. Okay? You multiply that by 1,000. Already did that now once. What is that? The night of Brahma. Then you multiply by 2. The day of Brahma. This is called one kalpa. One kalpa actually is called as four yugas together. So actually from this calculation, 43,20,000 years is actually one kalpa. And one kalpa is half the day of Brahma. Daytime and night time, 12 hours. So by multiplied by 2, it becomes 24 hours of Brahma. So one, four yugas is called one kalpa. And such millions of kalpas, if you are there in the world, taking life again and again and performing sins, all that collective sin is destroyed when you offer one lamp in month of Kartik. And we offer every day, morning, evening. Sometimes four times a day we offer. I go to your house and I go to her house and I go to his house. Everywhere they are saying, sir, lamp offer karo. We offer lamp. And forget about cleansing sins and everything. What is more important is when you offer lamp in this month, devotion for Lord Krishna develops in the heart. The Supreme Lord, for him devotion springs from the heart. That is the power. And there are hundreds of stories about this, how people got benefited and how they were delivered from the cycles of birth and death. And there was so many chamatkars are explained in that. For us to understand more than discussing everything in detail, what happened to whom, easiest way out is just take the lamp and offer to Lord. That's all. With love and devotion, offer that lamp. If you offer the lamp every day, morning, evening, 3-4 times, whatever, many times, wherever you go to Bhakti Vedanta, 2 o'clock again there, and P.V. Doshi again here, again there, festival, again you are offering Diwali. If you suppose had an opportunity to collect all those lamps and put it together, this lamp, yesterday's lamp, today's lamp, day after today's lamp, whole month's lamp, all are lighting. And what is the light? Collective light. This year, next year, all the collective light which is created from that lamp will light your path back home, back to Godhead. समझा है? जितना प्रकाश आपने पैदा किया है एक एक लैंप से, वो सारा इकट्ठा करके जितना लाइट बनेगा, वो लाइट से आपका भगवान के धाम के जाने का रास्ता प्रज्वलित होगा, प्रकाशित होगा. सो दैट रोड इज फुल ऑफ डार्कनेस, बट वेन यू हैव ऑफर्ड लैंप्स इन योर लाइफ टाइम टू विष्णु, लॉर्ड कृष्णा, सुप्रीम लॉर्ड, देन योर पाथ विल बी लिट बाय द लाइट ऑफ दोज लैंप्स विच यू ऑफर टू द लॉर्ड. Some people in Diwali, what they do, you know, they fly kites in the sky. Big, huge, dhabu kites. Huge and heavy kites. Really, you need strength to hold that kite. You know, otherwise, you will get like this, so heavy. And after the kite is gone in the sky for some good distance in the sky, then they start putting kandil on that. Kandil with lamp in that. And then one they leave, and two they leave, and three they leave. And if you see the sky, there's a line of lamps in the sky. One line from here, one line from this terrace, that terrace. We have done all this in childhood. When you do that in the month of Kartik, even that has got benefit, that your path way back to God will be eliminated. Also, on this month, the devotees sometimes offer donation to lamp, for example. 1 lakh lamps from my side. 1,000 lamps from my side. So his and her lamps are put in line in the temple. If you go to Mayapur, na, every building is decorated with lamps. Thousands and thousands upon thousands upon thousands of lamps. Every gallery, all the buildings which are there are fully, thousands of lamps are lit. They put in the evening all oil and night with the light. Itna bada area hai man mein, 25 acres ka area. And that, so many buildings are there in that, staying quarters. And all are dome pe, idhar udhar, gallery mein, sab jagah pe lamps and lamps and lamps. At least couple of hours they burn. Next day again they put oil and they again burn. And then in front of the Lord in the evening, if you go in the evening 7 o'clock, then they put maybe 500 to 600 lamps in front of the Lord. In Samai, Panti and various kinds of lamps and light it. And all lights are off and in that light they sing one nice bhajan. Namamishwaram, Satchidananda Rupam. And they sing and they offer lamps. And you see only moving lamps in temple. If you take a video, thousands of people are just moving lamps. Only lamps and lamps. Because you can't see them, it's all dark. Only lamps are seen. And then the lamps move from one place to another. And the lamps are sitting on the ground somewhere. And there's lamps in front of the Lord. So everything is lamp lit. Fully ghee lamps. Amazing sight. Vrindavan, Mayapur. Just name it. Everywhere is full. Everybody singing so beautifully, enjoying festivals, taking darshan of the Lord. This is one item. And second item is, one has to accept some vow, some pratigya in this month. And simplistic vows will be that I will chant one verse of Gita every day, extra, which I don't do every day, but I'll do in this month. Or I will read one verse from Bhagavatam. Or I will sing the Damodar Ashtakam song every day in the evening, once in the day, all 30 days. Like this, we can do. Or I will not miss visiting temple in this month. Every single day I will go and visit temple and come home. Without fail I will go to temple. Something like that. And there are some different kinds of vows. This is one kind of vow. And other kinds of vow is that I will not eat gulab jamun. I will not eat sweets. I will not, it's very dear to me, so I don't eat in this month. I'll give up. Or I will not wake up after 5 in the morning. I'll wake up at 5 or before 5. Every day. Or I will chant out of 16 rounds, one more extra round I will chant. That is called vrata. Vrata means vow. You take a vow. And that kind of vrata, if you follow for 30 days, which will simply take you back home, back to Godhead, will make you enter in the kingdom of God at the end of life. And whatever punya and pious activities and good activities and welfare activities you have done in this life, past life and whatever, all that will not yield any fruit if you do not take any vow in the month of Kartik. You may think ki maine devi ka puja kiya hai, main wo dham mein gayi thi, I did donation to this school child, I gave food to this man, and you may feel punya karma should gather around you, but they will not yield any fruit to you if you don't take a simplistic vow at least in the Kartik month. All will be waste. I mean, you do Kartik Vrat, all that will be fruitful. And one more thing is, if you don't do any pious activities, no charity, no donation, nothing you have done, but you do Kartik Vrata, you get the benefit of doing all the things what is possible to be done. That kind of, it is said that if anyone takes human birth and misses Kartik Vrat, his whole life is a waste. He will dwell in hell if he don't take any vow in the month of Kartik. Simplistic vow, as somebody may say, okay, I chant 16 rounds every day, and I will chant one mantra extra every day. Even that is a vow you can take. But do it every day, 30 days without fail, consciously, and Lord will benefit you. All the big Puranas, na, Padma Puran, Skanda Puran, they are giving the glories of this vow if you take in the month of Kartik. And sadhus, what they do? They eat once a day, whatever time they want, once only. That is khichdi. No separate dal, rice, sabji, pakoda, this, everything is together, cooked. And then they will kneel down. And then they will put their hands behind, like this. Then they will bow down. And whatever by mouth they can eat, they eat. In one shot only. Not that they come up, how the birds, they put what mouth in the water, drink water, and they look up in the sky, and they gulp it, again they look down, again they take some water, again they see in the sky, and you see that it's moving, water is going down. Not like that. You only get down once on the plate. It may be cool, you can cool it down nicely. And in the bent position, whatever khichdi you can eat by mouth itself, like a cow, that's all your day-to-day, full-day food is. You can just stay there for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes also you can stay. But there only you bite, there only you gulp, and there only you take again. And then if you're tired, once you give up like this, hari bol. Thank you very much. Good night. Sadhus do that. And some people cannot do that, and they only eat by hand, but once a day. Some people who can't do that also, jamta nahi hai, they eat by hand once a day khichdi, and other times they only eat fruits. But it is very difficult. One time eating grains and all time eating fruits is not easy. For 30 days, it's very difficult. Tough. So we suggest that don't take in tough vows. Take that we can do nicely. Like chanting one round extra, chanting four rounds, going to temple, offering a lamp, you know, simple. They will also get the benefit. But one should take some vow. In our temple, even children take vows. Can you believe that? Okay, 1 month I will not eat chocolate. It's difficult for children. 1 month. 1 month I will not eat ice cream. So I every day eat. Small children. And they take vows that I will stand these mantras every day. Some shlokas, something. Like Gajendra Moksh, you heard Gajendra Moksh? Gajendra Moksh shlokas, if you chant in this month, is very powerful and very beneficial. And you don't have to declare your vow to anybody. You know I have taken this vow. You can take to yourself and tell the Lord. Just follow it nicely, without fail. Keep an alarm, whatever, reminder, this, that, every day. Karna hai. Tremendous benefit is there. Tremendous spiritual benefit is there. Amazing benefit is there. Draupadi did this vrat in the forest, when she was in the forest with her husbands. In fact, all the Pandavas did. Sri Krishna advised them, you please do this. Soon you will get your kingdom back. So they did that, and then they had Mahabharata war and the kingdom back. Of course, we don't do Kartik Vrat for any material benefit. Ki paisa milega, bimari theek ho jayega, beti ki shaadi ho jayegi. For all those things, we don't do this vrat. We do this vrat only for one reason, to develop love and devotion for God. That is our purpose. And by the way, money comes, okay, we use that in service to God. By the facility comes, again we use in service to God and devotees of God. They are not looking for enjoyment. Ki achha Kartik Vrat karenge fir raja banenge. I'll become king. Get promotion. I'll move into bungalow to stay. Mahal mein jaunga rehne ke liye. That is not the purpose of our devotees. Devotees want to only please the Lord. So that's why they don't offer lamb ki haan abhi mere itne janmo ka karma jo hai wo jal raha hai. Haan abhi mere sab paap nasht ho rahe hain. Achha hai do din baad aur ghumata hu to achha rahega. No. They do this only to please the Lord. They are not bothered about karma, this and that. They are bothered about love for the Lord. And Lord also is, when you are selflessly doing devotion, He is also selfless with you. He is offering Himself to you. And somebody is offering something for some purpose, ki I will get bungalow, I will get kingdom. Then He will give kingdom to you, but He will not be yours. He will say, thank you, bye, see you. But if somebody is not asking anything, He said, come, be with me. तो क्या बोलेगा? What do you want? You want watch? Take this watch. Don't come again. Please take and go. He has given you watch, what you wanted. But He has not given Himself to you. He has not given His love to you. He wanted watch, so He got give watch to you. Somebody says, sir, I don't want watch. I want you. He keep the watch and He'll accept you and embrace you. That is intelligence. भगवान के पास जाके व्यवहार नहीं करना चाहिए. भगवान के पास जाके अगले प्रेम करना चाहिए. And you tell me, suppose God becomes your friend, or God becomes your son, or God becomes your father, God becomes your brother, God becomes your close friend, then do you have to worry about anything? अरे मेरा भगवान दोस्त है, मैं हाथ में घड़ी नहीं है, ऐसा लगना पड़ेगा आपको, घड़ी भी आ जाएगी. इसके लिए आप मांग रहे हो ना, वो मांगने की जरूरत नहीं पड़ेगी, वो अपने आप हाथ पे आ जाएगा आपकी. Because God is your friend. अपने घर मैं तो कपड़ा पूछना भूल ही गया, पता नहीं गॉड कपड़ा देगा कि नहीं देगा. But when God becomes your friend, we have to bother about your clothes and your housing and your sleeping and your ornaments and your everything will be given to you. Mother doesn't, you don't ask your mother, na, mother, abhi juta bahut tight ho raha hai. Are you going to buy for me new or not? No, even before that only juta comes. This is not true. This baby was so small. Baby was not giving any application to you, na. So, mommy, my nappy is getting tight now. I hope you will bring new nappy now. It's too tight for me. Before that only new nappy comes. Old nappies go to the new baby somewhere else. And the new nappies come. Again that becomes tight. Then before that only new nappies come. Even before you are born also all the stock is ready there. So many nappies and all hanging on the first wash karke usko ready karke rakha hua hai. Before you have come in this world, everything is ready. Servant is ready. Massager is ready. Bed is ready. Langoti is ready. Towels are ready. धूप का सामान रेडी, ऑयल रेडी मसाज के लिए, बेबी ऑयल, सर्वेंट इज बुक्ड फॉर वॉट एवर टाइम, ट्वाइस अ डे यू कम, बिफोर यू आर बॉर्न. सो व्हाट टू स्पीक आफ्टर बीइंग बॉर्न, बिफोर शी सीइंग यू ऑल द अरेंजमेंट इज डन, आफ्टर सीइंग यू मोर अरेंजमेंट्स आर डन, ओ नाउ एट लास्ट इज कम आउट. सो गोल्ड रिंग, समबडी इज गिविंग गोल्ड, समबडी गोल्ड रिंग्स, गोल्ड आयर बैंगल्स, समबडी इज ऑफरिंग यू समथिंग सिल्वर, दिस दैट ऑल इज. सो व्हेन यू बिकम friend of God, God becomes your friend. You have to ask, yeah? God, oh, chapati nahi diya maine, bhook laga bahut. Chapati kya mangte ho? God is going to fill you with happiness. Everything is yours. Whatever is mine is yours. What the father says? Don't worry, son. All this is yours only. What is there? You stick on with me, stay with me, be with me. After I go, everything is on your name. Why you worry? Don't have to worry. So, life is meant for developing love for God, not taking things from God. In Vrindavan, if you go, they tell you, don't ask anything from our God, huh? Only give the Lord. What is that you give the Lord? Give your love to Lord. They also say, give blessing to our baby, Krishna. Don't ask anything. Here nobody asks anything from Krishna. Everybody comes to give Krishna. Some gift, some fruits, something, some ornament, something. They just want to give and in return they don't ask anything. Not even happiness they ask. They only ask that let our love be always for you. And they offer their love to Lord. When Krishna was born, na, all the gopis kept running to see. And Yashoda felt, my baby is so beautiful. all of their eyes will be bad and my baby will be inauspicious. Nazar lag jayegi unko. So she covered her baby. And to told the gopis ki, I will not give darshan of my baby to you. She said, no, we have come. No. If you start looking at my baby will be having bad omen. So they said, we have not come to ask anything from your baby. Look, what is there in the plate? Our plates are filled with things for nazar utarne ke liye kya zaruri hai na? Wo main English mein bol sakta nahi. English mein kya bolu usko? Anybody can tell in English what I am telling now? No. Sabki thali mein jo leke aaye hain Krishna ke liye, nazar utarne ka saman leke aaye wo. So, still she was not ready to show. But Krishna was so happy to say that all the devotees, gopis are come to see him. So Krishna took his legs out from the cloth. They all took darshan. It is said that all of them offered their love to Krishna and took shelter of his lotus feet and they prayed to him. And after that Krishna took his mouth out of the chadar and gave darshan of his face to all the gopis. And he was so happy. Yashoda wanted to hide him, but Sri Krishna just came out from top and bottom and gave darshan. And everybody gave blessings. May you live forever. May our love there be there for you all times. They never said, may you give wealth to us. May you give liberation to us. May you give this, that. No, they were never asked anything. They only came to give. And they brought gifts, ornaments, and so many things they brought. Oil and haldi and butter and so many things. Traditional gifts. They carried lots of them. They danced in happiness. But they didn't come with any expectation. This boy will look after us. This boy will protect us. This life. They only came to offer their love to the Lord. So like that also. That we do Kartik Vada, whatever. We just want to offer our love to the Lord. Whichever way possible. Just offer your heart to the Lord. I am yours. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.